Hot 91, it's Nugget and Al. What a great show this is going to be. Aussie comedy legends coming up at the J.
Oh, yes.
Wednesday, April 20, because these are all very well-known Aussie stand-up comics.
And what's really funny, Albie, you and I actually heard the ad for this show on our show about a week ago, and I turned to you and said, whoa, if I went to things, I would go to this, because you've got Bob Franklin, you've got Peter Rosethorne, you've got Tony Martin, and our magnificent guest this afternoon, the spectacular Gretel Colleen. Hello, Gretel.
I love that spontaneous applause.
Yep, we've got it's a particularly rowdy audience today for a Tuesday.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Look, it's lovely to have you on the show. This is really, really cool. As I said, I've been actually doing a COVID isolation since 1998, so I'm not really someone who likes to technically go out. But if I was going, if I ever went somewhere, I'd go to this, because this is absolutely magnificent. Are you having the time of your life touring with these blokes?
Oh, it's only starting. Our first gig is in Noosa.
Oh, you're kicking off the tour in Noosa.
Yeah. So it'll be really exciting. And do you know what? I've never even met the guys. I think I've met Tony once in passing at the project, doing the project. But I've never met them. I'm, of course, familiar with their work, which is broad. But everyone's got a completely different style of comedy too. So the whole night, you're just going to be watching such a diversity. And I'm really looking forward to it. A bit scared because I'm the only girl.
Ah, no, you'll
be fine. With it.
No, we're a friendly audience here on the Sunshine Coast. And look, you've probably been asked this on interviews and probably by your friends ad nauseum for the last 2 weeks. As a professional stand-up comedian, has your approach to what you do changed since the slap heard around the world 2 weeks ago? Because I assure you, if you offend anybody at Noosa, I promise everyone will stay in their seat.
That was such an interesting situation, wasn't it? And now he's been removed from the Academy for 10 years.
But has it occurred to you, because you've been doing this for a long time, has it occurred to you that you're on stage, you say a joke that isn't one member of the audience's particular brand of vodka? Had it occurred to you, they might yell something out, but had it ever occurred to you before they might now march up on stage and do something silly because they've been given the example by Will Smith?
Well, I think they've been given, that's why there were such repercussions for him, because it was a lesson for everybody. But for a lot of performers, it was really important that he be punished in a way for doing that, because you don't want to set a precedent. It's interesting, though, too, because Chris Rock's line, like, it wasn't even as though it was a funny joke.
No.
It was a pathetic line.
It bombed as well, yeah.
The whole thing really did feel staged, as we all know. But it's an interesting thing in freedom of speech for everyone to consider what's right, what's offensive, what's funny, what isn't. But it was great for the lesson to be learned. No, you don't just get up and willy-nilly hit someone. It was also interesting, kind of old school too, that a man gets up and defends his woman.
Yeah, it was.
You know, she's a massively successful woman in her own right, who is outspoken. She doesn't need a man to get up there and do it for her. So it touched a lot of buttons for me, but I'm not fearing for my life.
Oh, good to hear. Well, as I said, we're a very friendly bunch up here.
Absolutely we are. Gretel, can I do a quick Wikipedia true or false with
we
you?
We love Wikipedia true or false.
Of course, it says when you started your stand-up career, you went out to perform a very serious poem and everybody laughed. True or false?
It's true. Yeah, it was kind of rude at the time.
That is.
But it predetermined the path for my career for the next 40 years.
So all of a sudden, spoken word poetry out the window, comedy in the window.
Yeah, I just didn't realise it was weird. But the really great thing is that I'm actually, it's like my career, at 20 years of age, I was doing this bizarre poetry and strange character comedy and whatever. Then I went on this whole commercial Beauty and the Beast and Midday and Big Brother and voiceovers and all of that business and writing books. And now I get to go back to being 20, which is fantastic. And that's what the show is going to be about, is for me, my spot, is revisiting what I would have been and what I know now, 40 years later, regret.
If you go back and speak to that 20-year-old, wouldn't we all like to have that conversation?
Yeah.
Yes. What would we say? It's really sliding doors, isn't it? Where are you? What would you have done? When you guys know this, like working in radio, there are limitations to the freedom of what you can say. Stand-up is that one place when no one can tell you. Unfortunately, they should sometimes, but no one can really tell you what to say or not to. So it's a little bit cowboy, and I like that.
Tough gig.
It keeps things fun as well. Well, I'll tell you what, as I said, I don't really leave the house, but if I left the house for things other than a fire drill, I would absolutely go to this. Next Wednesday night at the J, we've got Bob Franklin, very, very funny man. Mm-hmm. Tony Martin, who I still think pound for pound is maybe the funniest man in Australia, even though he's a Kiwi. Yep. He's successful, so we call him an Australian. The spectacular Peter Rosethorne, who I've loved since the Channel 10 show that nobody remembers, Let the Blood Run Free. Mm-hmm. And
You remember Let the Blood Run Free?
Seriously, kids, this afternoon, go on YouTube. It was so dumb that it was spectacular. It was so funny.
And this is a 15-plus event, so just
don't bring the kids.
Don't, in case Gretel says something naughty.
This is not a school holiday event. And, of course, rounding out the bill, the magnificent Gretel Colleen. Gretel, thank you so much for your time this afternoon. Can't wait to have you here on the Sunshine Coast next week.
Thank you so much. Bye.